Okay, we're on the air.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, John.
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Daryl. We have Daryl from the Digital Edge Show and John Sweet from Blog Talk Radio, Amy Domestico from Blog Talk Radio. And we are here today to talk to Daryl about Digital Edge, his show on Blog Talk Radio, and how it came about and what Daryl's been doing with his life, because he has an exciting show coming up tomorrow.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know first how about Digital Edge?
Yeah, how did Digital Edge come about? Is this something that you've been doing for a while before you...
Digital Edge is actually another company, which is my company where I do web design and web hosting and graphic arts, everything dealing with the digital world.
Really?
As far as creating logos and things like that, creating websites, and then finally I moved over into hosting, and I just liked the name so much that once I decided to do a show on Blog Talk Radio, I didn't even know what I was going to do a show about.
Mm-hmm.
But when I signed up, that's the name that just fit with whatever it was I was going to do. I used the concept of it being digital as my base. It would be over the Internet. It would be at home. It would deal with electronics. It would deal with the digital world. And
yeah.
So whatever the topic that I would focus on my show, Digital Edge still fit inside of there.
Excellent. Mm. So how long have you known Jennifer for?
Since she was on American Idol. I started doing her website when she was on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't actually meet until a week and a half before she was voted off. I mean, a week and a half after she was voted off.
Okay.
She came back to Chicago, and she was doing a lot of press and a lot of interviews, and so I didn't, and I was pretty busy during that time as well. But she had been here for about a week, and there was a party one night, and it was for a guy named Maurice Joshua, who's a pretty big producer in the music industry, and he had produced a song for Beyonce. He produced the remix for it, I should say, and he's a client of mine as well. And it was rumored that Beyonce might come to the party because he'd won a Grammy for it, and it was his Grammy party. And I found out that Jennifer was a big Beyonce fan, and I had her added to the guest list of the party.
Oh, nice.
And she came, and that's when we actually met the first time. I had been working on her site for a while she was on Idol, but I hadn't met her.
Right. So you have been in the web design business for a long time, and basically your web design has focused on musicians and so on and so forth.
No, it's been the whole gamut, mostly small businesses. Jennifer, I did a couple gospel groups websites, but Jennifer was the first real major website that I'd done regarding music.
I see.
So before that, it had to do with more of the small business. When I started my website business, I geared it towards the home-based and small business person.
I see.
Yeah.
So how is that evening out now? You're doing more musicians now?
Well, I'm not doing any right now. I'm trying to get away from that.
Really?
Yeah, I want to get the hosting side moving, because that's a lot less actual hands-on work.
Yeah.
And then I want to put myself in a position where I can hire out and then reintroduce the design back in,
mm-hmm.
because where I see myself going in the next couple of years, I don't want to really be tied down to updating specific websites constantly the way I was before.
Yeah.
I would prefer to just really oversee the project.
Right. Okay.
That's always a good way to go.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have a caller. Let's
cool.
Caller,
right, let's see what
caller you're on the line.
Hello?
Hello. Who's Hello. Calling?
Hello, it's Rick. I don't know if I can do this, but I wanted to give out a short speech, if that's possible.
What's the speech about, Rick?
Well, I want to run for president.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good
yeah.
luck to you. Well, do you have anything to ask,
United
Daryl?
States?
Yeah, United States.
Wow.
Do you
yeah.
have anything to ask Daryl,
that's
Rick?
That's a nice ambition right there.
Yeah, Daryl.
Yes, sir.
You ever plugged a sheep's ass?
I haven't.
Hey, Rick, have a good day, man.
Yeah, we muted him. Anyway,
Well, wait a minute. I think I did. Well, I don't know.
That's awesome, man.
You know you've made it big when people call in to harass you.
No, I'm waiting for the Howard Stern call. That's when I've made it big.
Oh, is that
when
right?
Somebody calls in and says, Baba Booey, I will absolutely celebrate.
You
know.
Gotta love it.
Oh, boy. What do you do?
That's funny. So you and Jennifer have remained friends since?
Well, yeah, we are the best of friends now. I mean, after, and it's so funny because I was just telling somebody, I never talk about this on my show, simply because I don't want to my show to look like it's just constantly like I'm using her name and her voice. In fact, I don't think I've even really mentioned before I took that picture with the Oscar, I don't think that I even really mentioned on the show that she was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I still haven't actually said that, but I assume people can come through. But, yeah, after I started doing her show and we really started working together one-on-one because we had to completely redo her site once she came off of Idol, mm-hmm. Because of the work that she started to do, we started working on so many different projects.
Right.
To when it comes to, like, you know, bookings and – of course, all of the bookings would come through the site, so I would see them before anyone else. And then I started traveling with her to various jobs over the years. And I was one of the first person she called or texted, because she's a big texter. One of the first person she texted when she decided, I mean, not when she decided, when she went out for the part and she had her auditions. I knew about each one of them, and I knew about when they were telling her she was no longer being considered for the part. And she was telling me, oh, no, I actually have the part. They just don't realize it yet. She told me this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said that, they told me that I don't, that they're no longer considering me. And she said something like, it's a shame because they're going to give me the part. They just haven't realized it yet. So as soon as they come to the realization, I'll let you know. And, of course, you're looking at her like, okay, you might really want to rethink this whole thing.
Yeah.
But she got the
she
part.
She got it, though, didn't she?
Yeah,
and she
was absolutely correct. She was told twice to just go ahead with your life. We're not even considering you anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a great choice they made, because it's been phenomenal for her.
It has been
a
major success for her. She literally, I mean, I was talking to someone about this the other day. Jennifer Hudson is the hottest entertainer right now vocally that's out there. There is nobody out there that people are trying to pull.
And I think you and I talked about this yesterday. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that not only does she have a gorgeous voice, but she's bringing class back to the female singers of today, which had been lost tremendously with a lot of the garbage that's been going on. And she is just exudes class and tact, and she's just a gorgeous woman. Back to the day when Whitney Houston was on top, and she, you know, was beautiful and sang beautifully, Mariah Carey and Celine Dion, it's bringing all that back, which we had lost. We really had.
We really had. Yeah. And these people, when they meet her, they are saying the things that you're saying. These are the people who are flocking to her at awards and places. When she won the Oscar, Celine Dion came to her dressing room back there to congratulate just the people. She knocked on the door and congratulated the people. And Jennifer wasn't even in there, but she was a Jennifer fan. When Whitney Houston met Jennifer Hudson, I heard the story about how Whitney was walking through this building. They were both going to be in the same place because they're signed by the same people. And she turned around when she saw Jennifer and came back, brought everyone back over there to where Jennifer was, and started, you know, raving about her in this open area. And that was their first meeting with one another. So the people that you're speaking about actually love her, too, and that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. She lost to Carrie Underwood, right?
No, she lost to Fantasia.
Fantasia?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the wrong year.
Yeah, she was season 3. Carrie was season 4.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
She lost to Fantasia. Fantasia's done well, too.
Fantasia's done very well.
She's got a different style, though. She definitely has a different style singing.
I'm a Fantasia fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, too. Mm. When she sang that song and everybody cried.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She did a good, great, great job. So you're going to be interviewing her tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
And we're very excited.
Yeah, so am I. I'm going to bring her here. So I'm going to do it here so that I can – I kind of feel like, you know, all of the interviews that I've done, I've interviewed a bunch of idols.
Yeah.
And it's really good and cool to have, you know, that whole over-the-phone interview. And she'll still be on a phone line here, of course. But just being able to look at the person, and we already have a natural chemistry with one another because we talk every day. But being able to look at the person, and I think that kind of takes it to a different level, you know, as far as the interview goes. You know that they're not distracted. You can genuinely look in their face and see whether or not they understand what you're saying or whether they understand what you're asking. It brings a different dynamic to it.
Yeah. I'm going to fully expect that your switchboard is just going to be completely overrun with calls. I'm going to try to call in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if I get through. And I work for Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my switchboard was full last night, so yeah. I kind of got a taste of what that might look like.
Yeah.
Do you have a co-host, Daryl?
No.
If you need help with the switchboard, I think I emailed you this morning, or I emailed Rami, actually. One of us is willing to help you out with that. If you'd like somebody just to be on, we can stay muted and let you know when you have a call. You can.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that email. I appreciate that. I was talking I was on My Point Radio today, which is, oh, my God, I love that show.
Oh, they're so funny.
I love My Point Radio, and I was on there today. And I said that, well, since I've been very young, I've just been a huge admirer of talk radio.
Yep.
I love talk radio. Loved it since I was a child, and I've always wanted to do talk radio.
Yep.
And I think I understand Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern a little bit more now when they say that they're control freaks. And I don't necessarily think that that's what I am, but
you like to control the
right. I need to be able to push that button, and it's so funny because I never understood it before I was in a position that now I see.
Well, you work up a certain flow.
Yeah.
You get a flow going, so that's fine. But if you do need help, we are here for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we're going to bring on Tim from Kissing and Blogging.
Okay.
Okay, he does a show on Blog Talk Radio, and he is from the popular blog Kissing and Blogging, whom he hosts with he writes with his roommate. Tim, are you there?
I am. Hi, guys. Boy, this Jennifer Hudson girl, I don't know her, but, boy, do I want to meet her. She sounds great.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Tim, I found your blog. I was on my – I think I was on my blog log.
Yes, my real estate is there. Yeah, we're all over the place, like, you know, garbage and stuff.
And I absolutely love your blog.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's the best thing I've heard for about 6 months. That's thank you.
We all do, though. I show it to everybody who will listen to me. You know, look at Kissing and Blogging. If you would, tell us how the blog started and where you're from and where your roommate is from.
Okay. I moved to America. I immigrated to America in 2001. I won a green card in the lottery, which is a story of itself. And I moved to Seattle, where I lived for 4 years.
And you're from Australia, right?
I'm from Australia originally, yes. I'm sorry, yeah.
That's fine. You can tell from the accent.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I've been told that I'm from Norway.
And the wombat.
Which is very strange. Yeah, exactly. The wombat, too. That's right.
Yes, Tim goes by the name Wombat on his blog. I'm sorry.
That's right. you've outed me, though, today, so that's cool.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's fine. My best friend in Seattle was my first co-blogger on Kiss and Blog. In fact, it was her idea, Miss Midwest. That was my pet name for her because she's from the Midwest. And we ended up having such a fun time just chatting to each other, teaching each other about how men and women operate, that we decided that it would be great to take this to the world. So I'm a big fan of talk radio myself.
Right.
So I thought we would have made a great combination doing talk radio. But of course at that stage there was no blog talk radio. So Alan wasn't on the scene and there was no such thing. So the next closest thing was to start a blog, a kind of a he said, she said blog. And that's how Kiss and Blog started. It was designed around, you know, a guy telling a guy's side of a story and the girl telling the girl's side of the story.
Excellent.
So that's how we started.
Excellent. Excellent. I really enjoy your blog. And you guys, do you do a lot to promote it, or it just happened that you guys just became popular?
In the early days, I think, because we've been blogging for about 2.5 years now, or the blog's been going for 2.5 years now. And I should say, too, that I must be a terrible roommate because I'm on my third co-blogger now, Eileen. Midwest left me.
One
day. Yeah. And then I had a delightful woman called Aspen who stayed for 6 months, but her life got too busy. Well, that's what she said. I think it might have been me not doing the cleaning properly. and now I have, just for a week and a half now, my new flatmate is Eileen, who also happens to be an expatriate Aussie. She lives in America, but she's an Aussie girl too.
Oh, excellent. So she's vlogging with you. Now, does she do the show with you also, or is it just you on the show?
No, I did interview her before because she has her own personal blog too, not another relationship blog, and she doesn't do the show, but I would like to do something with her.
So when you're interviewing somebody to be a roommate, do you include the fact that they need to blog also?
Yes.
I think that's so cool.
Now, I should tell you that this is we're metaphoric roommates.
Yeah.
We're not real roommates. We share the blog space, but nothing else.
I see. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I took that little analogy a little too far. And
that's fine. See, the best thing to come out of Australia lately has been Wombat. The first thing that I love from Australia are Tim Tams.
Oh, I wonder how many people in the audience know what a Tim Tam is.
Probably not many, but I actually will order them. There's a store here in the States.
Yes.
An online store, Everything Australia, it's called. And I order Tim Tams from Everything Australia because I love them. There's no way to explain a Tim Tam to somebody without them actually having one.
No, it's an orgasm for the mouth.
It really is. You want to explain what it is?
Yes, it's a kind of a crunchy wafer cookie. I use the American expression. We call them biscuits in Australia, but
yep.
It's a cookie, and it is like a very thin layers of chocolate and a wafer, like the inside of a Kit Kat, if you know a Kit Kat. It's similar to that, but much larger, and it's surrounded in milk chocolate. So, and the tradition in Australia is that you nip off one end and you nip off the other end and put one end in the mouth and then put the other end in your milk coffee.
Wow.
And you draw the milk coffee through the biscuit. It's heavenly. It really is good.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, so that's Tim Tams. Are you a fan of Vegemite?
Of whom?
Of Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Does anyone know what Vegemite is?
I don't.
I'm not too sure. It sounds like vegetables to me.
Right.
Well, this is going to surprise you, but it's the whatever's left in the brewing part of beer. It's like the black gunky substance that comes out of the bottom of the beer barrel.
And oh, is that right?
Into a spread for toast and crackers. Yeah, really good. Very salty, very fun.
Oh, I bet. So that's like the resin of the beer, huh?
But yes, basically, but without the alcohol, so you know kids can have it too. It tastes.
Oh, you could, eh?
Yeah, it's salty, but it's good fun. Yeah.
Well, neat. Well, Amy got dropped off the line. She's calling us right back here.
Poor Amy.
Alan, I've got a question for you, if I may.
Of course.
Where do you see Blog Talk Radio going? What's your vision? I mean, I know you've got one. What's the answer for, hosting?
My
like
vision for Blog Talk Radio, gosh, I'm like you guys. I started with Blog Talk Radio with my own show, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the passion, that Alan had for everybody else was working with him. And I enjoyed doing, the show as much as you guys. And I found myself working with them. And my vision for Blog Talk Radio is, it's a revolutionary product. You know what I mean? There's nothing else like it on the market.
So true.
So I don't know. I just see it taking over the radio scene by storm. Especially with our podcast capability and the live interaction. All these great hosts we have. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, I cannot wait until you guys get the advertising program in. That's going to be wonderful.
Once that happens, it's going to be a lot of fun, even more fun, right?
Yeah.
Getting a little bit of extra revenue for something that you really enjoy doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess for me, it's like I'm looking at it from a different perspective. Just I know how much money it takes just to keep something like this started and going, and I know what type of time and commitment. And it's great that it's been done thus far without any real revenue coming in, and I'm just saying I appreciate the service so much that I'm looking forward to the company being able to bring in some revenue from all of that work.
That would be good, wouldn't it? I'm sure Alan would love that. Right, Amy?
Absolutely. I got cut off at Tim Tams. But let me just end the Tim Tam. I'm assuming you ended the Tim Tam discussion, but let me just end it really quickly by saying I got cut off when you were talking about the Tim Tam Slam, as we call it here.
I have not heard that expression before, the
yes.
Tim Tam Slam.
The Tim Tam Slam. That's what my friends call it that introduced me to Tim Tams.
Very good. That's yes, that's the best thing. You must know some Aussies then.
I do.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yes, Blog Talk Radio has been, it's been an unbelievable journey. I've been with Blog Talk Radio since it was 3 weeks old, and I've seen the growth, and I've seen like people like you guys come on and just create these fabulous shows that stemmed from your blogs and your websites, and it's incredible to see the extension of the blog and the website and to actually hear the people behind them.
Yeah,
that's, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, where else would you be able to interview Jennifer Hudson on, you know, the on internet radio?
Right, and allow people to call in and talk to her as well. That's the killer. I mean, anybody can throw up a podcast. Well, not anybody, but most people can learn how to, and it can be done. It's not
sure.
unheard of to throw up a podcast, but to throw up something that's interactive and live at the same time,
right,
is unheard of.
It is. It's great.
Without having to download 500 different things in order to get it all to work.
Yep.
Right, exactly. That's the beauty of it, I think. Yeah.
Whose show is the most popular on BTR at the moment? Who gets the most live listeners at it?
Well, we have a couple of shows that are vastly popular, and one of them is Atlas Shrugs.
Yep.
Her name
yep.
is Pamela Geller. She is a right-wing blogger from the blog Atlas Shrugs, and now she's started a new website called Maverick Network Media, I think is, don't quote me on that, I think that's what it's called. And she is hilarious. She is just one, she's from New York, and she kind of says it how it is. She's very edgy, you know. She does a great job. She has a lot of listeners. And, you know, Daryl's show is doing really, really well. We have Baker Media. Now the wife is doing a daytime show that's doing very well during the day. Very edgy. They had Jackie the Joke Man on from Howard Stern's show last week.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny, like, when I hear people like him, and I'm like, I've known about Jackie, like, since forever.
Yeah.
And then to just hear him on the same, he's broadcasting on the same network as me. I'm like, whoa, right. Wait a minute, what's going on?
I'm
big time now.
We're going to schedule a call with Jackie to talk to Alan about getting him on Blog Talk Radio, because he would do a fabulous job.
He's got a one-hour show on Sirius, but he would have much more fun over here, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's selling toys now, believe it or not.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It's called Jokeland.
Yeah, jokeland.com.
Right. Does anybody have the time? John, you want to watch the time? I don't have a clock near me now.
23.
Oh, okay, so 7 minutes. So, Tim, what do you do for work, or do you not want to talk about that?
No, I'm very lucky, actually. I left a career that I'd had in Australia for nearly 20 years when I moved to the United States, and I now work from home for myself. So, it's great. It's great from the point of view that it means that I can blog, you know, freely without being deuced, because I'm the boss. And it's good because it means that the blog can be kept really interactive, which is what Eileen and I are trying.
Right.
A new interactive blog where we just don't put a post up for a day. We go back and forth during the day and try to keep people interested so they come back and see how the conversation develops.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So
yeah, I saw that today. That was cool.
People like to feel like they're involved. That's fun.
Yeah, that being able to work from home is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I tell you, there is a downside because you don't get to get out and meet people. So I've found that my blog buddies are now my best friends in the world, which is really pathetic.
There's another downside, too. Your bed is close to your work area. And as soon as you get tired, you know that you can just walk over there and just lay down.
Yep, exactly. Or you can take your laptop with you, man.
Yeah, you've got your bed, you've got your food, and you've got your work area all within seconds of one another.
Oh, that's
dangerous.
We all work from home, by the way.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
yep.
That's good.
I called John last night. What time did I call you? 8:30?
Yep.
I said, oh, my God, I just woke up. I had gone over to my couch. Daylight savings time, by the way, is just killing me.
Me too.
I'm waking up at 7:30. My body's going, yo, it's 6:30.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
So by evening time, I'm ready for a nap. So last night I laid down on the couch and I took a nap. I woke up. It was 8:45, and I went called John. I'm like, oh, my God, I just woke up. And when you work from home, it's difficult because you feel like you should always be doing something.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a terrible guilt factor when you're not doing something.
It's a terrible guilt thing.
Yes. I haven't even seen this week's American Idol. Shame on me. But I did TiVo it because I've just been working. So.
My recommendation is if you feel guilty, just go and have a lie down, and it'll pass.
Right, the guilt will go away.
That's my secret, guys. I don't know what your problem
I took a beautiful nap yesterday for an hour and a half. It was wonderful.
Do you find that you work more hours when if you had to go to a 9-to-5 job? Do you find you're working more hours that you work from home?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm always noodling away here in the evening and stuff too.
Yeah.
So,
Likewise. I know that. I never stop working until I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I go to sleep at about 11 o'clock. Now, I may goof off more than I would if I had a 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
but it balances out when I'm at 11 o'clock still sitting here updating a website.
Yeah.
And I'm up at 5. I get up at 5 no matter what time I go to bed.
Right.
And, yes, I work. And I work from the time that I get up. So.
Yeah. And you work 7 days a week?
There's no day off.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
Daryl, when's your show? Your show is tomorrow. What time?
It is 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific.
We're going to try to run it for 90 minutes. We'll see what happens.
Now, I see that it says 60. I don't need to worry about that?
No, we're going to change it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Tim, your show is on when for people?
I do Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, but we might change that because that's often not convenient for people to listen. So, but at the moment, 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fridays, yeah.
You know what? Nights are really good. Sunday nights are really good.
You know, it's funny. I did think about Sunday night because everyone's home pretty
much,
aren't they?
Yes, exactly. And Tuesday nights seem to be pretty good, too.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. I have pretty good luck on Wednesday evening.
Wednesdays are usually too jammed.
Yeah, you got to schedule that way.
Yeah, because you got the American Idol shows on. And there's a couple of other really big shows on Wednesday night. But Tuesday night is the night that we really need some good shows in. And Sunday nights are always a good listening night.
Yes. I'm going to start listening. Hey, Amy, can we ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Can you, or either of you can answer this, can you give us some idea as to, like, some of, I know that we've been getting hints about new features coming, and I'm not rushing for them or pushing for them, but I'm wondering if you can give us some idea as to what type of new features we are going to be able to play with.
Did you see the new homepage today?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a new homepage up now, which is just the preliminary. We're creating a brand new website, which is coming out sometime May, June,
okay.
they're shooting for. I'm thinking more towards June, end of May. And the new website is going to be so much different than what you see now. And we're starting to build it in on the back end. So you're going to start to see changes on the front end a little bit. Just so when
right.
the new stuff goes up, you'll see it. There's going to be a chat feature. Okay, there's going to be the ability for listeners to actually sign up and create an account on Blog Talk Radio and to keep a blog, to save friends like on MySpace,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
To leave audio comments, to just leave comments themselves.
Mm.
It's going to be very interactive. And as you saw, Tim, people love to be involved.
Yeah, indeed.
They can save their favorite hosts. They can subscribe through the pages. It's going to be a real cool social networking internet radio website.
Cool.
Something that's never been done before. And it's really going to fill a need, which we believe that it'll give the hosts the ability to expand on what they're already doing on Blog Talk Radio, and it'll let the listeners come in and be a little bit more involved.
Okay. Cool.
It's great.
Hey, Amy, I've got another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you guys on a time here? Are you having to finish shortly or not?
How much time do we got, John?
1 minute for live broadcast.
Well, we can
don't worry.
We could just we can just say we're wrapping it up and it's going to keep recording. So in a minute, it'll be
okay.
The end of the live broadcast, but it'll still keep recording. What's your question?
Oh, I thought I was going to be talking to Alan today. I don't know who you guys are. Who are you guys?
Oh, Alan Levy was supposed to do
Sorry.
The show. Alan Levy is the CEO of Blog Talk Radio.
Right. I'm looking at his mugshot now. He's
Alan got called out at the last minute and does send his apologies, actually. He felt really badly because this show was actually his idea.
Yeah.
He's like, he really wanted to do this. He loves to be in contact with the host because he loves to hear about their shows and what they're doing and how they feel about the platform and whatnot. So I'm sure he's either catching this on the internet somewhere or he'll be listening to it later. But he is the CEO of Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the press page down at the bottom of Blog Talk Radio
mm-hmm.
and go to the month of I'm not sure which month it was, January, February, or I think it was January or February, Illness Leads to Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear the story about how Blog Talk Radio was created.
I saw that.
Yeah. And his partner is Bob Cherish. He's the CEO of Blog Talk Radio. He's our technical guru. There's I. There's John. There's Georgia. Georgia's the
I'm
host.
I'm John.
Yep. There's
I thought I was Alan.
I thought you were Alan. Sorry, John.
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
okay.
I'm not Alan.
You know what? We had a last-minute switch. I apologize for not saying that at the beginning.
Sure.
But we have Georgia. She's the host liaison. Nikki, she's a host liaison. Rami
is
LaSalle.
She's on the phone.
What's
Nikki's
that?
On the phone right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Nikki?
Hello?
Hey, Nikki.
Hi. And me.
We have Nikki Starr from
Hi.
Blog Talk Radio on the line.
I called in to talk to Wombat.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Nikki. Nice to meet you.
You too.
What would you like me to talk to you about? I give advice, but I'm very cheap, so I don't give very good advice.
Well, you actually give really funny advice, but and it looks like y'all are on the air for an hour.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it does. I just checked that, and it says.
Yeah, I thought that's what it said, too.
Still going.
Thank God for our guests, right, John?
That's right. That's great.
So who are you, Nikki? Where are you from?
I live in Arizona, but I work. These are my two bosses on the phone right now with you, and I'm working because I work from home just like they do, and I heard them talking about how they work so many more hours than just 9 to 5, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, 24/7, really. I sleep with my laptop, and but it's great. Do you really live with Eileen? Is that really your...
No, I was explaining to Amy and John before that I just used that metaphor that we kind of live in the same block house, but we physically – Eileen's miles and miles away in another city, and I'm down here in Florida with all the oldsters. So,
okay.
No, we really don't live in the same house. I think we'd drive each other nuts if we did.
Yeah. If that were the case, huh?
Yeah, I know. Nikki, I still have got this question about working at home. How do you meet people? Is Arizona good for meeting people? Like, are you single and do you go out? What's the story?
I'm single, but I don't meet anybody because I work all the time. My best friend's John right there on the phone with y'all.
Okay.
And, I really don't meet too many people except for on MySpace. And I just moved here to Arizona a little while ago, and so all of my friends are in Austin, Texas. So I keep in touch with them through the Internet, but I don't go out really too much.
Yeah, and this is something that I'm coming across a lot with everybody is that, you know, with people doing their own stuff at home, like the five of us now all working from home, mm-hmm. it's more and more difficult to kind of find friends just, you know, to hang out with.
Well, and, you know, too, I was just writing a blog, too, about how, like, for me, I can build a relationship, you know, online with, you know, learning about people and talking to them. And you know, like, John and I never met in real life ever before, but he's a great friend of mine. And so I don't necessarily need that physical relationship. I don't know if it's because I'm antisocial. I don't think I am. Or if it's just because I like writing, you know what I mean, and that's a great way for me to feel closer to somebody. Or because I can turn it off when I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get the feeling, I actually blogged about this once, that you meet people online and you really get to know who they are, whereas if you walk into a bar or a supermarket or to the park, nobody's walking around with a profile strapped to their forehead on who they, what they like, what they dislike, what their quirks are. So I think when you meet somebody online in your blog and you start to converse with them, or somebody, if you're reading somebody, don't you feel like you really get to know who they are and you say, I really like this person?
Yeah, as long as what they said is the
exactly.
truth. But you're so right, though, about when you're meeting somebody, you might be able to have eliminated them.
Yes.
From the beginning, if you saw a profile.
Well, are we getting a little spoiled then with how we're getting to know people on the Internet and not making
and becoming
effort?
Just antisocial completely? Yeah.
Or not taking a chance, you know, because sometimes, like, since I do digital art and graphics, I can make my page look great, okay?
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm great, you know what I mean? And so I think if you can do that, that it gives a false sense of if you're really good at that and you can make yourself look good, maybe – That's where all the geeks, who I love, by the way, because I am one, shine now on the computer because they can, you know, make themselves look great without carrying a guitar, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the reason I started doing Blog Talk Radio, by the way, Nikki, for that exact reason that everyone's saying, is that you can read so much in the page and our own imaginations take those words and create the individual from that.
Oh, yes, sir, they do.
But to listen, I mean, I guess you guys have listened to a few of the people I've interviewed. Some of them are so completely different from the way they read. And in some cases, they're way better. They're much more interesting than the way their writing comes across.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my idea about getting onto Blog Talk Radio, was to take all these people that I knew who liked Kiss and Blog and were, you know, blog buddies,
mm-hmm.
and take them and bring their voices out, because
right.
it's like, say, you, Nikki, you've got that wonderful, wonderful Southern Texas y'all thing going on. I'm just
yeah. I'm kind of different, though, on my page, huh, John?
Yes, you are. You would
yeah.
have,
yes.
She's
wouldn't have known. Yeah, because I, like, my internet and my art is to get out things that, you know, I can't get out speaking. So I'm a little different than I am in person. And I co-host this show with John, and I know a lot of people who go to my page first and then hear me on the radio or talk to me after that are very surprised. But I don't go looking for anybody. Like, I don't date anybody online or anything. That's just my art.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm presenting myself as anything but, you know, not interested.
So
we got
does everybody
here, guys.
What's that, John?
We have 207. You're on the air with us.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
There. Who's calling?
Yeah, I'm calling from 207 area code, and I've been checking out the Blog Talk. I was actually on yesterday when you launched the new site.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it looks good. I like
it does
that.
Look good.
It's great. I'm glad people put their picture up. Accompanying their show, I think that identifies.
Yeah, it gives a little bit better idea of who they are.
It really does. I mean, some people have logos, and that's cool mm-hmm. too. And but I do like the pictures. I have a couple questions about the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
If I could ask, this is Amy and John, right?
Yeah. Okay. Who's this? That's,
yes.
My name's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
I don't have a show yet.
Well, get cracking, Bill.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm engaged. I'm calling. I'm trying to.
We are getting the advertising in place over the next few months. We've been building the platform for it. It's a big process on the back end to get that done, and that is getting completed. So
at this point, no shows are not getting advertising.
No, we're not getting advertising right now on the platform. If you do have somebody who wants to sponsor your show, give me a call or John a call or drop us an email, and we'll work something out with you. But for the next few short months, not yet, but it is coming very soon.
Now, so you have a radio station would have a sales department. Is that what you have to go out and?
We're going to have an advertising department, correct?
Advertising department.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have an idea of what the 50-50 split would be?
I personally don't, no.
How about you, John?
Well, it's going to be relative to the action on your show.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can get one sponsor, you can get five sponsors. It's really, we
have
really
as many sponsors you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to go by, you know, the downloads you're going to be getting.
The live listeners.
Know, number of listeners mm-hmm. and all that kind of good stuff. And that's going to be able to be tracked. And, you know, the more action your show gets, the more we're going to make.
Like with radio, like with regular radio.
So, you know how, like, a lot of radio stations, they have advertising rates. Do you guys have rates that you've established? Like, say I was interested in shopping that around.
I'll have John drop you an email, and then we'll talk about that off the air. What you guys can exchange email addresses.
Okay.
Or yeah, John, no, give him your email. It's johnsweet@blogtalkradio.com.
What's your show, John? I think I've listened to you, Amy, a few times. I heard you call into the guy that's doing the talk radio, about talk radio show there, you called in last week, I think.
I'm not sure which one I call it.
You call it all the time.
Was it a test show? Because we do call into the test shows.
Now, when I call up, is it just the area code, or do you get my full number?
We get the full number.
You get the full number.
My show is WSN Word Speak Network. Bill, it's on tonight at 9 p.m.
Our show.
Okay. Now, how about people that have moved on, in a positive way, I mean, moved on from Blog Talk to real, you know, they call it terrestrial radio, FM or AM radio. Do you know of any specific hosts that have done that?
We have people actually coming from the opposite end.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Very different.
We
right.
have people coming from terrestrial radio onto Blog Talk
yep.
radio, because terrestrial radio is failing so badly right now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, just the only thing for someone, you know, you get a salary or a wage, and you can get you know, pay your rent and pay your bills?
I'm not exactly sure. You'd have to, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know any stats on that, but, yeah, we get people coming from the opposite direction right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to hit this one more time, and I'll let you guys go listen to the rest of the show. Not even you know, for someone that's pursuing blog talk or online radio like this, any idea from other sites or from your research that you're doing for BTR of a average show? I'm not talking specifics here, but just say you get one advertiser. Any idea what you could make from running a spot in a 30-second?
It could be anything. It depends really on the sponsor. It depends on how many downloads you're getting. There's a podcast on the web right now called MommyCast, and they worked a deal with Dixie, the paper company.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, for the whole year, they were paid $200,000 to represent Dixie. Yeah, I mean, so it could be anything from, you know, somebody could sponsor your show for a month.
Yeah.
Somebody can sponsor your show for the whole year. You know, it really just depends on how many listeners you get. Now, if you're thinking of doing this and you're thinking of building up sponsorship, you really need to get in and create a show and start building up your audience, because mm-hmm. when we have the advertising in place, boom, we'll have a history for you.
And really, Amy, aren't we setting a precedent here because of being able to have live callers? And
oh,
I mean, there's really no really comparison for us, because we really are groundbreaking.
Right.
There is no comparison. There really isn't. This is
I mean, there are others out there that are doing this, but,
yeah, but
you need equipment, you need downloads.
Yeah, they're not doing what you guys are doing. And I got that list of about 15 different. This is it. This is where it's at.
Exactly.
This is a perfect opportunity for people to break a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because AM, FM, they just won't give you the opportunity unless.
Or the support that you'll get from here.
Would you say the support?
That's
funny. All right, so email John Sweet at blogtalkradio.com, and John will get back in touch with you, and we can talk further. We're going to continue on with our show here.
Okay.
All right. We got another caller, it looks like.
Okay.
Should we grab it?
Sure, why not? Tim, you still with us? Daryl?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Edit Biolus, it's great.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Business. Okay, business on the phone. Go ahead.
I think we've become an infomercial for Blog Talk Radio.
We'll have to do this every week, the four of us.
It does
I'm
sound.
I'm trying to grab it right now.
Mm-hmm.
201, you're on the air, I think. Actually, it hit 865.
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Great. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Amy. This is Daniel Mars with the Politics One Radio.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm great.
That's good. I was just calling to tell you guys, you know, those of you all who don't have a radio show, this is really just an awesome thing. I've been doing this for about, I guess, 2 weeks now, and I won't keep you long because I have a show in about 15 minutes, so don't want to keep my listeners.
Can I tell them who you are?
Yeah, you can.
Daniel Myers is, you're 16, right, Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel does a show called Politics One, and his blog is so politically popular mm-hmm. that he has met the president twice. He's listed on politicians' blogs and websites as the number one blog to read, and he is interviewing presidential candidates for the past, what, week or so on Blog Talk Radio, and doing a fantastic job, I might
say. Well, congratulations.
Good deal, Daniel. That's awesome.
Thank you guys very much.
Yep.
I've actually got the chance to meet a lot of U.S. senators, and I'm working with the Republican Party to get Republican National Chairman Mel Martinez on the show, and so
excellent.
He's going to be coming soon.
Well, Daniel, you were my choice for next week's Wednesday show, so keep it under wraps till next Wednesday.
All right. I'll just keep it like that and just say, well, look at the time. I got to go.
Okay, man.
I'll talk to you a little bit later also.
All right. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
What an amazing kid he is.
He is, for his age. It's crazy. His
that
smart.
That is cool, isn't it?
Just so.
He's incredible. He's brought a couple of friends on, and they're all homeschooled.
Wow. Yeah, I was wondering, why is he at home?
He plans on running for office someday. He is just an incredible, incredible kid. So let's get back to blogging really quick. I just want to ask one question. Does everybody feel like they've gotten to know themselves a little bit better from blogging?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Alan.
Alan!
Wow.
Hi, Alan.
It's a party.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
It's a party line, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get on at the beginning of the show, but I was listening to a few minutes, and I figured I would just call in. I know you have a busy phone line tonight.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Well, nice to meet you. This is Alan Levy. I'm CEO of the company.
Alan, we have Tim, who goes by Wombat from Kissing and Blogging, and Daryl's on the phone, and Nikki's on the phone, who I don't think you've ever talked to.
No, I haven't.
Hi, Alan.
Well, welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Now, Wombat, you know, of course, I've been following your blog posts for the longest time.
Oh, good.
About Blog Talk Radio. You know, I get all the Google alerts, of course, and I've wanted to talk to you guys. I appreciate that you're, you know, been consistent in doing it, and I sense that you've really enjoyed it, you know, as I read your blog posts, which is great to hear.
Oh, yeah. As I was saying to everyone earlier, radio is part of my life. I love listening to radio, and I've always, you know, wanted the opportunity, but of course, as you say, terrestrial radio is nowhere unless you're a huge name like Rush or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other people who are gigantic on there. So this is an opportunity for, you know, people like Daryl and Nikki and John and Amy and me to have a voice with, you know, no cost. So, I just love it. I keep saying to people, you know, this is so much fun making it. I would do it even if I was talking to myself, let alone talking to the interesting people you do get to find.
I do that sometimes.
Well, I just as a, you know, an aside, when, you know, we launched the company in August, really September is when we started archiving. That's what, like 6 months ago.
Yep.
When we first launched, we of course had no hosts. I mean, there was just literally nothing in the program guide. This is before Amy had joined the company and began working with us. And I would be doing shows at night in my office, and I have a daughter, and she'd come in, or my wife would come in and say, you know, who are you talking to? I said, well, no one, really. I was being honest.
Yeah.
And now we're hitting roughly 85 shows. I think 95 shows are scheduled to air live today.
Wow.
It's great.
And, you know, I think we're really, I heard a bit of what you're talking about. We're really at the beginning of something. You know, it's going to take some time.
Yep.
But I think we're at the beginning of something exciting. And I know, Daryl, you've got a very exciting, we're very excited about your show tomorrow night.
Yes, thank you. As am I.
Yes.
And I would not be able to have such a show had it not been for Blog Talk Radio. I was telling, I don't even think I said this before you came on, talk radio has just been a passion of mine since I was a very little kid. I was one of the weird 15-year-old kids who was in their room listening to talk radio. And then by the time I got 16 and got a car, that's what was programmed in my car. I've been a fan of talk radio since as far back as I can remember. I've never really listened to much music radio. And I used to always say, I'm going to do a radio show one day, but it has to be talk. I couldn't, the idea of doing music show would just pull my hair out if I'm playing music all day long. And this is the first opportunity that I've seriously been able to do it.
That's great.
And you provided that, so I really want to thank you.
No, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate that. And you know, that we've talked of, we're actually doing a little outreach on PR in the next 2 days with regard to your show coming up, reaching out to a lot of places. And I think it's going to be good. I mean, we're kind of testing this, right? We're testing the adoption. We know that the conversations are engaging and interesting. I mean, they certainly are to your audiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, the question remains, you know, when, and it really is a matter of timing, when will more and more people adopt it? When will people come to the Blog Talk Radio site and say, okay, look, let's see what's on now.
Right.
You know, let's see what's on tonight. And we're putting a lot of tools in place to in our new website design, which will be up in a couple of months, which will be list of profiles, save favorites. You'll be able to see the images of the people who have listened to your shows. There'll be comments and audio.
Oh, that's great.
And there's also going to be a click-to-call, which will be very good in Australia and internationally, which will mean that the audience will be able to click to call the host. So if the host establishes the call on Skype, the audience doesn't have to dial a U.S. phone number. They'll simply click a button and reach the show.
Oh, and it'll just go through the medium that they use to connect the original.
No, we're going to actually provide the VoIP backend.
Okay.
We're going to provide the VoIP connection.
Okay.
So if you're in Australia and you're doing shows, I mean, you could conduct, you know, you basically, you're essentially providing this platform in any country around the world.
Right.
Within that country.
Yeah, this is the true value of having it on the net, Alan. I see that the audience for the stuff that all that we're all talking about is not American. It's worldwide now. It's for
right.
people who have that particular interest in that subject. Yeah, that's very smart. That's great.
So, you know, we have a show that's hosted now out of Northern Ireland called Slugger O'Toole. He's the number one political blogger in Northern Ireland. We have a show out of Nigeria, actually just starting. Some young people I'd met over there in the UK as part of the British Council invite. And we've got, you know, Australia, of course, as you know, and, you know, we're in Brazil. So this is going, I believe, this will be a global platform.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And where we're going, what we're doing now, we're beginning, is also our PR and outreach campaign. We're going to provide the tools for the host to do outreach. So here's the template. Send out press releases on upcoming shows. Let's all of us work on driving traffic to the site and to your shows, and then that will translate into sponsorships.
Yes, it translates all the way around.
Yes.
What sort of tools are you talking about, Alan? Forgive me for not having any media savvy at all.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, a few things we're doing. Number one, we've provided a template which is going to be included in the host toolkit, which will be for PR, where you'll be able to have a release prepared, in essence, that'll have tags and can be tagged with delicious, and you'll have the structure there, and all you need to do is just put in your, a little description of your guest,
mm-hmm.
give you some alternatives to where to put that release out. We have the button, as you know, the promotional buttons, which have been very effective, the widgets, which just reside on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's using those, interestingly, but I think we know for sure that it does promote and stimulate listenership. We have our own outreach is now taking shape. We've just brought in our own internal PR resource where we want to drive a lot of content. We want to drive PR not only in Blog Talk Radio as a medium, but on the hosts, on the shows. So, you know, there's more and more things going on in Blog Talk Radio. I mean, Jennifer Hudson coming on, taking calls, and being on air, having a conversation for this length of time, it just doesn't happen anywhere on the Internet.
Yeah.
It really doesn't happen anywhere except maybe Larry King.
Yes. That is true. And I can also say, you know, she's not just doing this as a favor to me. She's really excited about it.
Good.
Well, that's just terrific.
Yeah.
And if you think about, you know, other people, musicians or authors and others that are looking to promote their books or their music, they could come on Blog Talk Radio and have an audience that they can reach and access.
Yep.
And as our audience grows, right, the content will improve because people will want to come on. As Jennifer says, she's excited about coming on. I think that what happens also is that Jennifer and others that we've seen want to engage their audience.
That's it. That you hit it right on the head.
They want to talk with them. And that, to me, was always the fascinating thing about, you know, this medium. You know, bloggers, there's, 60 million blogs out there growing at a rate of 200,000 a day, but it's not a perfect form of communication. It's not live and it's not interactive.
Yep.
And if I felt if we could provide an opportunity for the blogger or the host to engage their audience in a live, real-time manner, you know, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely hit it on the head there.
So, but anyway, I'll let you carry on. I appreciate Amy kind of filling in for me. I was a bit under the weather, but I wanted to call in and say hello to all of you and look forward to some exciting things happening here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
All right.
Thanks.
And spread the word down under, by the way.
Yeah, I will. I've been a little embarrassed to do it so far because still got my L plates on as a host.
Well,
I remember that.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, eventually you'll be so comfortable that you won't meet a person without telling them that you do a show. That's where I'm at right now.
Right.
Everybody knows.
That's
everybody
right.
knows. Excellent.
That's
all right, well,
cool.
Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. You know, the beautiful thing about MySpace, you know, how y'all said that the, you know, you want to reach the audience, the musicians want to reach the audience. Mm-hmm. The great thing about MySpace is those, the musicians that have built their websites up from there, because, you know, that's how it started, was really for musicians,
mm-hmm.
that they can send out one, you know, invite and get, if they're going to a city, and then get, you know, 50,000 people there, and they really write back to people. I know,
yeah,
they do.
They do.
It's just great.
Most of the people who use the MySpace page actually are really the ones that are doing it.
Yes, I know. It's great.
Yeah.
I love that. And it makes you feel very important and very want to, you want to, you know, support the band or the people that you, you know, really like. And then, and sometimes too, like my one friend who's in a band, he said that he's always afraid that people won't email them or they think that they'll never email back, and they always do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way for interaction.
Yep.
So I think are we out of time, John?
4 minutes.
We've got about 3 minutes here, so.
Oh, okay. So back to my question when Alan came on, and I'm sorry to keep bugging you with this question. For those who are blogging, do you feel like you've gotten to know yourself better from blogging?
I can take that. I think definitely, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's not so much just the writing, that's part of it, but it's
mm-hmm.
also the commenters. It's people who
mm-hmm.
don't know you,
yep.
who want to understand what you're writing about, who come and pose the questions and provide you with that, the feedback that you wouldn't otherwise get.
Right.
So it's like having
right.
somebody else in your head knocking
yes.
you know, your brain together saying, you know, McFly, come on, that's stupid.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so definitely, yeah, it is a voyage of self-discovery, cliche alert. Sorry.
And sometimes it's not such a great one, for me anyways, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but every once in a while, you know, I'll sit back and go, dang, all
well,
right then.
I think we've all written a painful blog or two, though, have
yeah.
we? Have we not?
I don't know.
For
yes.
me, I actually have a slightly different perspective on it. I can't blog, never blog, and the reason being is because when I sit down and write something, I can't do it the way it should be. I don't just, like, write what's on my head and then send it off. I'm looking at it and saying, well, that's not quite what I mean. That's not quite how I want this to sound. But for me, blogging is when I'm on my show because it's live and it's right,
right
off the top
yeah.
of your head.
Right, right.
So the blog talking has completely shown me things of myself that I didn't even know because I don't have time to think about it. I just react.
That's how I blog. Blah.
And that's how most people blog. And since I can't blog like that, that's my point. I never will be able to find out because I will read that thing 5 or 6 times before I send it, which defeats the whole purpose of the way the blogging works.
Right, exactly. You're not
that
writing
does.
A book. It's just a blog
exactly.
at that point. Yeah.
Exactly.
So Blog Talk Radio is a wonderful extension of the blog
yeah.
and the websites.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, guys, it's been great. I've had a lot of fun. John, thanks
Definitely.
For
Definitely.
Stepping in for Alan.
No
well,
problem.
Hey, Wombat, is your email on your site? So, I mean,
no, I don't think so. So
I was looking
that.
Around for it for a while. So.
Just go, it'll be kissandblog@yahoo or kissandblog@gmail.
All right.
Hmm.
Nikki.
Well, just leave a
yes,
comment
ma'am.
And I'll get back to you, Nikki.
Thanks for calling in, Nikki.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk to y'all later.
All right,
thank
boys
you,
and Nikki. Girls, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on. We're going to be doing this again next Wednesday with guests to be announced.
Cool.
All righty.
Yeah,
thanks
and,
so much,
and,
everybody.
And Daryl, tomorrow
yeah.
night.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.